Stone Boy Speaks, episode 427, Growing Up Checkpoint.
The 20-year anniversary of the founding of Checkpoint Software Technologies has a special place in my heart, mostly because it is how I personally made my career, how I got involved in information security, how I, unbeknownst to me at the time, helped a lot of people get into information security. 18 years ago, I had no idea what information security was. I was a systems administrator working for a contracting agency fresh out of college. I did some odd programming jobs, which, quite frankly, I was never that great at, and eventually an interesting contract came up, doing tech support for a company out of San Mateo, California. The product, Qualix HA, a high availability product for Sun workstations based on a Veritas product. One of the products we sold along with it and provided high availability for was a product called Checkpoint Firewall One. That contract turned into a full-time job, and eventually, as other people in the group kept getting hired out to do professional services or whatever, I had to learn Firewall One the hard way by supporting customers calling for help without much of a backstop. Back in those days, Checkpoint did all of their support out of Israel. Secure knowledge didn't exist. They had a mailing list which had a lot of questions asked on it, but not a lot of answers. On a hidden page on the Qualix website, there was a Firewall One FAQ started by one of the developers at Qualix. I started writing entries on it. Eventually, I got permission from Qualix to take the content and put it on my website, phoneboy.com. Qualix became full-time software and got bought by Legato Systems in 1999. Before that happened, I got a job at Nokia in their IP routing group, the guys who made the firewall appliances that ran Checkpoint's firewall. PhoneBoy's Firewall One FAQ existed for the better part of 8 years as a publicly available resource containing knowledge I collected about the Checkpoint products from the mailing lists and my own work with the product as a technical support guy. Obviously, a lot of that knowledge also migrated itself into Nokia's knowledge base, which I more or less maintained during my tenure there. It also made its way into two books that I published with Addison Wesley, now Pearson Education. In parallel, I created a moderated mailing list on Firewall One in June of 2000, first called Firewall One Wizards, then renamed to Firewall One Gurus after the folks who own the Firewall Wizards trademark suggested I should change the name. The mailing list lasted for about 9 years. Around 2003 or so, I started burning out. Technical support is a difficult job to do long-term in general, and I had done more than my share. I ended up moving on to things inside of Nokia's Enterprise Solutions Group, or whatever it was back at the time. In 2005, I agreed to let Barry Stiefel take the content on phoneboy.com and copy it onto cpug.org. I kind of thought I was done with Checkpoint stuff by then, but I was wrong. I kept working with Nokia's knowledge base for the Enterprise Solutions Group, which had a lot of Checkpoint content in it. This meant, for me, reading, writing, and rewriting this content. I kept mentoring folks in our TAC when they had issues with Checkpoint or just general network security troubleshooting or any stuff like that. I kept supporting other products that were somewhat information security related, for example, VPN and remote access products, as well as SourceFire on Nokia. When the Checkpoint acquisition of Nokia's security appliance business was announced at the end of 2008, I wasn't sure what to expect for a platform I spent 10 years of my life supporting as well as my own career. When it became clear that I had a home at Checkpoint, I began to start looking a bit more closely at the Checkpoint products again. What I discovered was that the product hadn't changed all that much. Sure, there was NGX, the rise of Secure Platform, and Checkpoint's own appliance offerings, and many refinements along the way, but the fundamentals of the product were basically the same. But change was happening. I could see it before I was officially part of Checkpoint as I was told about the new IPS software blade in R70. As I started visiting the Checkpoint headquarters in Tel Aviv, I got to hear in more detail from the people who developed the product. I got to see the changes up close and personal. App control, URL filtering, anti-bot, the new and old SMB products, DLP, appliances, Gaia. I got to see it all before it was released. Also, Checkpoint made a couple of key acquisitions prior to Nokia's security appliance business. PointSec, which is a well-known disk encryption solution, and Zone Labs, which made the Zone Alarm desktop firewall product, both of which ultimately became part of Checkpoint's endpoint security offering, along with the later acquired Liquid Machines to provide document security, along with DynaSec to provide compliance solutions to Checkpoint's overall product portfolio. It's been a beautiful thing I'm proud to say that I've been a part of since nearly the beginning. And of course, there's a lot more to come. Let's face it, the threats to our networks have only gotten more complex, more dangerous. A lot of the fundamental issues in information security haven't changed either. End users still do unwise things. Companies don't invest enough time or money in doing the basics in security practices like segmentation, user education, changing default passwords, and a whole host of other practices. The information security market has many players. Check Point plays in many spaces with different competitors in different segments, but continues to grow and innovate year over year and continues to remain independent and focused on the goal of securing the internet in a sea of acquisitions by larger, less security-focused companies. Here's to another 20 years, Check Point.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.